Blog Talk Radio.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions?
You'll find it here, scottinsler.org, where you will hear the facts.
When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world.
scottinsler.org
reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil, you have to eradicate it. It's not too late.
Gentlemen, that's right. It is not too late. It is not too late to ask for forgiveness, to relinquish your sins, to cleanse your spirit, to cleanse your body, to cleanse your marriage, your employment, your relationship with your children, and most importantly, your relationship with the Most High God, the God of the universe, the one who has breathed life into you, into your spouse, into your children, the one who is the creator, the sole creation, the sole God. And today we're going to talk about men, their issues for men only. But ladies, I invite you to listen to find out what is going on with your spouse, with your boyfriend, and even with your father. Father, as I speak these words in prayer, I ask that you're with us, that it is only the Holy Spirit that speaks through me. And Father, for those people who need the word, who are hungry to find out the truth, Father, just reveal to them as I move forward in these 30 minutes to hopefully shed light onto the issues, the problems, and the tasks at hand. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, guys, I'm just going to get right into it. I'm going to go straight. Now, I too, at certain times in my life, especially before I was a Christian, battled with promiscuous activities, sex outside the marriage, was involved with drugs and did all kinds of crazy things. And then when I became a Christian, I wrestled and battled with these things for a long time until it was discovered that a deliverance was needed. And even then, it was still somewhat of a battle. But I can assure you that there is light at the end of the tunnel. If you're dealing with addictions, such as sexual addictions, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and even anger. These are spirits, these are entities that have infected you, have either come from the transferences from women that you have engaged with sexually outside of marriage, and possibly even transferences from the person that you were and or are married to. These are possibly generational curses that come down through the bloodline. Anger is especially one of them. In my past broadcast, I've discussed in detail the generational curses and how they plague the family, how they come down through the bloodline, and then eventually transfer onto the children. Now, let's go straight into you and your desires. Now, God has given you a healthy desire for your mate, a sexual desire, a loving desire, which is holy, which has been ordained. Paul talks about this clearly. But it is only the one that you engage in marriage with. It is not to go outside the marriage. If you are not married, you cannot have sexual relationships without obtaining or being infected by spirits, because you have sinned, you have fornicated, you have committed adultery, and now the devil, the demons, the spirits, the unclean spirits, the familiar spirits, the spirits of anger and lust and hate and greed, selfishness, destruction, have now infected you. It is not uncommon for seduction, seducing spirits to be within a woman that lures a unsuspecting man, whether he's Christian or non-Christian, into a relationship. Many people, many men that I have worked with, prayed over, and delivered, said that they had absolutely no idea why they had an attraction towards this other woman, whether it was outside of a marriage or they were not married and it would turn out to be a girlfriend or some type of relationship, that something drew them in, something lured them in, like siren spirits did to the fallen angels, causing a sexual encounter to take place, and they then were cast into eternity as spirits such as we know them, as the spirits in the water, water spirits, that would lure, like mermaids, calling men to their death in the rocks. This is exactly what you're dealing when you go into the bar. For one, why do you think they call it spirits? Wine and spirits. Yeah, beer and spirits. You go in there, the place is loaded. You sit down, you're minding your own business, you look over at the end of the bar, maybe you're waiting for a business associate, maybe you really didn't want to be there, but yeah, you had to meet them, or you're on the road and you don't know what else to do to yourself. You look at the end of the bar, and there's this woman. You don't know why, but now you have an attraction to her. Well, that's her seduction spirits through the spirit realm, neither knows you're a Christian, knows that maybe your marriage isn't doing so well, maybe you haven't had sexual relationships with your wife for a long time, you have desires, and or you have perversion spirits, sexual spirits within you that are communicating to each other. Do you hear what I'm telling you guys? That urge, that rocket in your pocket, isn't because you have too much testosterone. That is because the spirits in the spirit realm are drawing you to your doom. You are being called to engage in an unholy encounter, to have sex outside of marriage, to fornicate. And with that will be a transfer to the spirits from the woman at the end of the bar, who may be a practicing witch. You have no idea. You've never met this woman before. If you've seen her around, you still don't know her. And even if you think you do know her, what curses does she have in her bloodline? What sexual encounters has she had in her life? Has she had sex with animals? Has she had multiple partners at once? Was she even a prostitute? Was she the one that got passed around at a party and is just totally infected with spirits? A practicing witch? You don't know. And now you've engaged with her. You're having sex. Something goes wrong. You know there was a line that you crossed. You know in your spirit that something drastically went wrong. Well, what went wrong was that you fornicated. And now the spirits that were within her have now transferred to you, and vice versa. Now, one of the reasons that this individual, this woman, drew you in is because they in the spirit realm, since we can't see what's going on and they can, could see what was in you, what you were lacking as far as being a godly man, or things that were done to you as a child or a young man, or things that were even going wrong in your marriage, and knew, let's say, witchcraft. You both had some type of witchcraft in your past. Now the two, because of your sin, have now united together. And now you have a stronger army of spirits, especially of witchcraft, especially of anger and drug abuse and iniquitous pulls that will bring you straight down. Maybe even cancer demons. Maybe even impotent spirits. Maybe spirits that will cause you to have mental illness, for you to start hearing voices, for you to start having night terrors. And what happens? You bring it home to your wife. Whether your wife is a godly wife, whether she is maybe somebody on the fence that maybe is not a Christian, doesn't deserve this. And now you've brought these spirits home. You've infected your wife with the spirits that you got from this other woman. And now all three of you are in a circle of insanity. Insanity brought by the spirits. Now, you've also created a soul tie. You weren't intended to continually have sex with other women. You were meant to have your flesh shared with the mate of your life. And now a part of you is with this woman that you met in the bar. And now you've transferred this over to your wife. Now, almost immediately, 24 hours or a week later, now all of a sudden your wife is sick, your children are sick, you're sick, or your wife is acting very peculiar with issues of anger, and maybe even those lust spirits transferred over to her. And now when you're at counting around, looking for other women, chasing skirts, and leaving her alone, those spirits are now going to bring a man into her life. And now she's going to have an affair, and you think that she would never do it. You knew her at one time, and now she has a desire to engage with another man because you've infected her with perversion spirits, sexual spirits of all types. I mean, who knows what can happen. There are so many different spirits out there that are based in perversion. Just like the fallen angels perverted the women. Just like the spirits now are perverting mankind. Like incubus and succubus spirits. Maybe now she has a spirit of lesbianism that she didn't have before. Maybe she has a desire for the same sex that was never there. And maybe now you are willing to have sex with another man. And you didn't have this before. And now it's really out of control. And now it's really crazy. Sound familiar? I see this all the time. It's another day in the office in the deliverance ministry. Day in, day out, week in, week out, we see this over and over and over again. And now you need to remember, gentlemen, that these spirits can now transfer through the bloodline down to your children. Maybe your little girl is sick now. Maybe you lost your job and can't afford the insurance. Do you see how you've been set up? Do you see what these spirits did to you? You need to saddle up, pal. You need to tighten up your bootstraps. You need to cowboy up. You need to be the man of God that God intended you to be, and you need to protect your family. You need to remember you are in a fight, not just for your life, but for your wife, for your children, and the rest of your generations. And this is not no joke, pal. This is real. We are in approaching quickly the last days. The spirit realm is in a frenzy, just like you kicked an ant bed. And now they're running everywhere, scrambling in all directions, because the time is short. And this is no time to be screwing around. You need to get back in the Word of God. You need to repent for what you did. You need to start praying and rebuking and casting out the spirits that you were infected with and infected your spouse and that are now trying to attach to your children. You need to get to a deliverance ministry. You need to rectify within yourself, knowing that Jesus paid for past sins, present, and future sins. You are forgiven for what you did, but you need to, within your heart, know that you had done wrong. You need to ask for forgiveness. You need to extend forgiveness and move forward in the Holy Spirit. This can turn into the ride of your life to straight to hell unless you grab it by the reins and turn it around so you don't go over the cliff. Unfortunately, I have seen spirits of suicide, spirits of destruction, spirits that are capable of causing mental illness, anxieties, and fear that get transferred through sexual contact, that somebody eventually in the family ends up killing themselves. That's some pretty serious stuff. And I'm getting straight into this because, gentlemen, you need to understand what is really going on out there. You should only have a desire for your wife, and wives, if you're listening. Is there something you need to clean up on? Is there something you need to change in your life? You need to stop saying things to your husband that cause him to feel less than the man that God intended him to be. If there are Jezebel spirits, if there are Ahab spirits, deliverance needs to be done. It needs to get, you need to get cleaned up. There are no favorites in the demonic realm. All perish. The demons are not your buddy. They are not your friend. They have one sole purpose, and that is to destroy God's people. Whether you're a Christian or not, they want to take you down. And if you are a Christian, you're a bigger target than ever. Now, pornography. All right? Pornography is unfortunately infecting women more and more. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, how many men I've talked to, said when they went to pornography, that they could tell that something entered them. Something happened, just like the sexual experience I was describing earlier where the people fornicated. There was a transfer to spirits. Now there's a lust that's been transferred, a perversion. Maybe the next pornography is going to get even deeper and worse. And then the devil doesn't play fair. He's going to condemn you. Now you're going to have guilt. Now, when you repent, there is a sorrow that takes place knowing that you did wrong. But the difference between guilt and condemnation are completely different. You're condemned by the devil. You feel guilty because the Holy Spirit allowed you to see what you did, but there is an allowance to be able to pull through and come out of it. All sins except for blaspheming the Holy Spirit can be forgiven. Pornography, stop it, get rid of it. And by the way, if you have a laptop and you have a camera on that laptop, like the new models do, it is not uncommon for agencies to watch senators, congressmen, men of state, corporations, federal government individuals, agents of other countries to be blackmailed because the camera was turned on. Google can even turn that camera on. And there you are doing, taking care of business and pornography, and they got you. And now you're being blackmailed. So you need to stop it. This is serious stuff. Sexual sins defile the body. They will take you down. They will take your wife down. They will take your children down. This is serious stuff. Stop it. If you can't stop it, turn to another Christian man. Get into relationship with a deliverance team, with an intercessory team, with godly people who will walk you through this, who will cast these spirits off of you, who will close and seal the doors, who will forbid them from coming back, will give you a covering so you can get removed from this and start cleaning up your family. Now, there's God, there's Jesus, there's Holy Spirit, and then there's you, pal. You, the husband of the home. Then your wife is under you. At any time, since God is a God of order, that you don't follow what I just told you to do, you're not going to be under that protection. You're not going to be under the alignment. You're going to walk out from underneath that umbrella of protection that God provides for you for walking holy. And your spouse is going to be vulnerable, Your children are going to be vulnerable. They're going to be attacked. The Satan goes around like a roaring lion to see who he may devour. Who he may devour are the ones who are in sin. Demons hate our guts. And the ones that they hate more than you and me, Frank, George, Paul, is they hate your children. Your children are the closest representation of holiness. They haven't been tainted yet. They haven't been scarred yet. They haven't been violated. And unfortunately, some do. But do you get my point? They're pure of heart. They're still joyful. They're still children. Well, we're not angry, mean old adults. They hate children. And they will use sexual sin. Now, here's another thing. Okay, now, all of a sudden, your daughter is the target of a pervert. A man who has unclean spirits, who within the spirit realm know that your daughter is now opened because of what you did. And now she gets molested. And now she's infected. That's a curse. You need to break the curse. Children need to be children. They need to be protected. And you, I would not want to have to go before the Most High God to an angry God who allowed children to perish, who allowed children to be violated, who allowed and even maybe possibly sanctioned children to be harmed. We need to be warriors. We need to draw the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and claim that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. For we are children of God. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. And we should not be ashamed of the gospel. God loves us. God has given us free will. God has given us the gift of His Son, who willfully died on the cross to pay for our sins, so that these demons, these spirits that want to attack, kill, and destroy us, that we're able to stand against them, to take them down, to remove them, to be forgiven of our sins, to be washed and carry the white, and to have the white robe embraced around us like a father, to put the ring on, to kill the fatted calf, to have a celebration that we're back home again, to be in the arms, the ever-loving arms of the God, of our God, and for Jesus to just smile upon us and know that we have won the good race, that we have done everything that God has intended us to do to protect our children, to walk in holiness, to have a relationship with our Father, the God of the universe, to move forward with our heads up high, knowing, regardless of what we have done in our past, that we are forgiven, and that we can be washed clean. Sexual sins are one of the major takedowns of political parties, such as whether it's Republican or Democrat, but the heads of state, presidents. I mean, look at, my goodness, look at what happened back in the 80s or 90s with President Clinton. He defiled the White House. That put a curse on this, on our land, by the way. Because look at what's going on now. Perversion is at an all-time high. Things are out of control. It is intercessors. It is the church. But the church has failed. The church has failed to teach you what I just told you. The church has failed to make men understand that there's consequences for their actions. And if they're not holy, if they don't lead their family into the fight to be the one to pioneer through, to draw the sword and slay the dragon, that our family is poisoned. Look at the family in the United States today. Look at what's going on today. That's what's going on. And by the way, if you've had sexual desires for the same sex, it isn't that you were born a homosexual or a lesbian. Is that you were seduced, that a violation took place upon you far before you could remember, possibly as early as two, three, 5, 6 years of age, and those spirits entered you. And so that's all you can remember, is that you've had a desire for the same sex. Well, God is calling for you to come back, to get into a deliverance ministry, to get these spirits cast out of you, for you to understand who you are in Christ, for you to be the man and woman that God intended you to be. Gentlemen, it's time. It is time for you to be the man of God that God intended you to be. I'm going to say it again and again. It is so important, because not only is your future, eternity is a long time. You're the one who's going to make a decision where you spend it. But don't curse your wife to hell. Don't curse your children to hell. Do you understand me? Do you see what you're doing? I was making the same mistakes too, 20, 30 years ago. And God allowed me to see a videotape played of what I had become. It's not what I was, but it's what I had become. And I was cleansed, I was healed, I was delivered, and now I'm telling you that the same goes for you. God wishes that none should perish. He wants all of us to come to Him. That's huge. That means no matter what you did, you can be forgiven. Now, fathers and mothers, grandmother, grandfathers, if you think it's too late, it's not. If you remember when your adult children who are going through chaos now, that you remember the horrible atrocities were done to them as children, possibly in the 50s and 60s, and then the 70s, where people didn't talk about these things, you were set up. Chances are you were violated. And fear came in. And instead of going to the authorities, we're standing up and taking care of business and protecting your children, you allowed it to happen. Well, God knows exactly what's going on, and He forgives you. Just simply repent, break the generational curses, and set your sons and your daughters free. And know then that you will be embraced and loved by the Most High God. Father, I thank you for the opportunity today. I hope that I was able to instill into the men of this country, of this world, who are listening to this broadcast, that they have a job to do. But you're no respecter of man, but you wish for us all to come to you. And that if a man is in sin, if he's fornicating, when you call, when the trumpets are called, that damnation will take place. And so, Father, I pray and extend a covering over the men who are listening, that they will be set free. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. If you have any questions, please go to scotthensler.org and email me. And I've got lots of documents and articles and news for you to go to. And I thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention, all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.